It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18+. You know the impact of somebody? When you go to social media after they die and you see people of all ages posting. Mm-hmm. Like, I was blown away yesterday to hear the news that Olivia Newton-John passed, just because she just was like such a sweet person.
And she was only 73, and I think everybody's seen Grease, right?
I would think so, right?
I
think
that's classic. Yeah.
Or if not, you saw clips from it, right? Like, even my son, who's 17 years old, was like, that song was actually a cool song. Like, he actually, you know, you're the one that I want. But then I went to social media yesterday, and I was just noticing, like, everybody was posting. And then you couldn't go anywhere, like, you know, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, without seeing something for her. So that was really kind of sad news. I'll be honest with you. I think she might have been one of my first crushes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I think that Olivia Newton, because of Grease.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, yours too?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't I ever tell you? Okay, so I burned through 3 VHSs of Grease when I was little. That's how often I had seen that movie. And when I tell you, it is the most weird thing to get a little bit older. I think I was like 12 or 13 when I realized that Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta were both like in their 30s or 40s at that point, and they weren't teenagers. Blew my mind. It was so weird. So weird.
It is wild to think, right? And first off, it's wild to even think
she
that.
She was 29 during filming. I just looked it up. Yeah.
God, so she must have been in her 40s or 50s when I realized that they weren't teenagers.
Well, and it's also wild to think that John Travolta, that we look at him like, I look at him such a weird way right now, you know what I mean? And then he was like the sex symbol, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So, but Olivia Newton-John, definitely, man. I'm
crazy. I wanted to be her. And when she came out in that leather bodysuit,
oh, my God.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. That's when I realized I had loins. Ask a question. I want to ask this question. What celebrity death like completely ruined you? Because
Betty White.
Really, Betty was the one that got, because didn't you anticipate though that she was gonna
die?
Yeah,
it was still just like the last girl.
Really?
The last golden girl. It just made me so super sad.
Because for me it was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Because Michael Jackson died tragically.
Well,
like
that,
he was like
shook everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And I still like remember it happened like almost dinner time, you know?
Yeah. And the Robin news Williams came made me really sad as well because that was so tragic. And I don't think anybody really knew the extent of what he was suffering from.
Yeah.
That one made me.
How about you guys?
Alan Rickman. That one really caught me off. That one hurt. Mm-hmm. And I know what my future one is going to be. I've got two of them, Julie Andrews and Carol Burnett. When they go,
and Dick Van Dyke, Megan.
Oh, no. I will cry just thinking about Dick Van Dyke dying.
Isn't it funny that we haven't named any of like the younger tragic ones, like the more tragic ones where they were like overdoses or
like Brittany Murphy really got me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Corey Monteith was very surprising.
Yeah, yes. That was really sad.
The Heath Ledger one. Remember Heath Ledger?
Oh, Heath Ledger. Mike's got a good one there. I hate to applaud Mike on this, but that was a good one. The Heath Ledger one rattled everybody. And then what was it? Philip Seymour Hoffman was another one.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of rattled people.
That was rough.
Wow. Hopelessly devoted. She really had, she really kind of, like, you listen to, like, her voice and stuff. Because she was, at the time, people thought, oh, she was a good singer, but she wasn't, like, considered a great singer. Until she won, like, 10 Grammys.
Well, she had, I said this during The Dirty. She had a lot of number one songs before, like, you know, we knew her as Sandy.
Right.
Can we please not forget about Xanadu, the best musical production ever exists?
Yes. One of my favorite songs ever is from that.
Is it Xanadu? Magic. Yeah.
I love Magic. Yeah. I'll play that as my next bumper song here in a second. Kim, what artist, celebrity, could be anybody, somebody that we know, death rattled you?
I texted and I said Paul Walker because of the way he died. It was just the irony and tragic.
Yeah, that was such a sad one. And then he died, like you said, ironically, like his biggest role ever in a car.
Yeah, exactly. I was devastated.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I got one here. Katrina, my good friend Katrina, said Prince. That's a good one. And she also said River Phoenix. Remember River Phoenix? That was another one too. Donnie, what celebrity death rattled you?
Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, definitely gosh, one of my favorite people. Yes. Oh, same.
That was yours, Ellen?
Yeah.
I watched every episode of Parts Unknown, Layover, like every
Did you see him when he was in town?
Every episode. I love him.
He came to town a couple of times. I went to see him speak. That was it. Yeah.
Yep.
That
one was I saw him live in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And that's when I loved him. So then I always watched everything. And then it's just very tragic.
Yeah. Mojo in the Morning. What's going on, Lauren? What celebrity death rattled you?
Carrie Fisher, man. Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, well, she had a tragic life, you know?
She's just such a big star, you know?
Yeah, that was a sad one. Thank you for the call. Rob?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what celebrity death rattled you?
Chester Bennington. Lincoln Park.
Yes, that's right.
He was a great singer, and just listening to the music growing up, you know, a lot of that music helped a lot of people get through a lot of tough times in their lives, and still does now, and especially if you saw him live, I mean, you would really appreciate it, the type of voice that man actually had.
Yeah. That
and deep down, he was suffering, too, you know?
And they were at the height, too. I mean,
I had tickets to that concert at DTE with Machine Gun Kelly the year he killed himself, and I was so bummed.
Yeah, do you remember we were supposed to do an iHeart event with him and with the band? Megan's got a good one. Not you, Megan, even though you have a good one, too. But listener Megan. Megan, you there?
Yes.
Megan, what was yours?
Steve Irwin.
Yes, Crocodile Hunter.
That was tragic.
Talk about like Paul Walker being ironic. That was another one that was an ironic one, right?
Yep. Yeah. I was 10 at the time, so it really affected me.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Oh, my God. I can't believe we didn't mention this one. Dan.
Hello.
Hi. Celebrity death that was so rattling.
The Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant.
Oh,
Kobe.
My God. That's a good one.
I mean, the helicopter crash, it happened on a Sunday. I didn't believe it. I thought it was just one of those online.
I thought it was one of those fake news things.
I couldn't believe it. All right, well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Hold on. Sing along, guys. I know we just played it, but wow. Let's do it. Ready? I got chills. They're multiplying. And I'm losing control. Come on, Mike. And the power you're supplying. What's it doing, Mike?
It's electrifying.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Megan and Shannon.
You better shake up. Because I need a man. And my heart is telling you. You better shake up. You better understand. To my heart, I must be true.
Nothing left for me to do.
You're the one that I want. We are not doing her any service here.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.